to watch. The mood is tense. I have been on some serious, serious reports, but nothing quite like this.
Jacoby, this may be a weird question, but oh, here we are. Are you the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots?
In my mind, I am.
Does that mean you will be starting against the Bengals?
I mean, like I said, in my eyes, I am. I haven't heard anything differently, so that's what I got to go off of.
Good job by Andy Hart.
Hey, Scoop's Hart getting after it.
Pressuring him.
Yeah.
Boxing him around a little bit. Ah, so you're starting there, huh?
Yeah,
you starting, yeah.
Turn the lights up on Hart Canned. Afternoons 2 to 6. Good question for Brissett. Classic answer. Brissett seems like the nicest guy, too, which I know you have a small black heart, but for me,
correct.
I feel bad ripping it because I don't want to see him play. I don't want to see him take a single snap.
I don't want to watch you.
I don't want to watch you play football for the team that I'm rooting for. But, like, you see him do that interview, and he's in a weird spot, right? Like, he's the starter. Mayo said he was, then he said he wasn't, and it's, like, all over the map. And he has to answer more questions about Drake May than he does about himself.
Correct.
He's just trying to play football. Nobody wants to see him. The only people that say he should play are the ones that think Drake May's going to get killed behind the offensive line. Nobody really wants to see him. But I listened to that whole interview yesterday. Seems like a great guy. He's answering questions the best that he can. He's you know, not throwing the coaches under the bus or anything, but he's like, yeah, in my mind, I'm the starter. Haven't been told otherwise, and blah, blah, blah. So easy guy to root for. Just unfortunately, the player I don't want to see.
Yeah, just unfortunately, I want nothing to do with you. I don't want to watch you at all this
correct.
Year. And hopefully that's not the announcement coming
right.
up a little over an hour
but
from
I
now.
But I fear that it will be.
Otherwise, love you. Otherwise,
yeah.
huge fan.
Super cool guy. You want to come over and hang out? Like, that's fine. Grab a couple of brew dogs.
Exactly.
I'm in.
So again, that'll come your way at 2 o'clock. Andy Hart and Christian Arkin, they talked to the quarterback on Mondays. It was Tuesday yesterday because of the doubleheader. But they'll typically talk to the quarterback there, which in very short order could be Jacoby Brissett
mm-hmm.
each and every week. Real quick, before we get back into the May watch there, the Panda watch, when it comes to Dalvin Cook, that was one of the big names that was claimed today. And let me know if I'm missing any other ones throughout the league. Or not claimed, rather. He signed with the Cowboys practice squad.
Yeah.
This is a name that we talked about a lot last offseason. DeAndre Hopkins, Dalvin Cook. Are the Patriots in? Could they get these guys? It turns out Cook went to the Jets and was nothing. Hopkins went to the Titans and had a fine year, not a great year.
He had one great game. Remember he had like three touchdowns in a game or
yeah,
something like that?
Yeah, I might have this backwards actually. Maybe they were Calvin Ridley games that were big against the Titans. I mm-hmm. thought he might have had some big games against the Jags. But yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. With Will Levis just bombing it down the field.
Yeah, he was like an unbelievable game.
Yeah.
And that was kind of it. Yeah, he was fine though. Like he had an overall good season,
yeah,
I would say.
He easily would have been the Patriots' best receiver.
Yes.
But we spent all this time talking about those guys. Dalvin Cook, should the Patriots have been interested?
No. I think he's washed. Last year did nothing, and he was with the Jets for 15 games.
Mm-hmm.
He had 67 carries for 214 yards.
Yeah, it's not good. And
that
remember,
was a game for Dalvin Cook back in the day. Like, and he was great.
Remember, they were full on managing yeah. Breece Hall at the start of the year.
Right,
he wasn't healthy, so there's an opportunity for him to get in there.
Oh yeah, no, it was a great opportunity for him. I thought that would have been a good signing a year ago. Have him and Ramondre in your backfield, but. No, I mean, they brought in Gibson.
Should I claim him for fantasy purposes?
Who, Cook?
Yeah.
No. So what is it? Is it just him and Ezekiel Elliott?
Yeah, Rico Dowdle.
So if you were the 2018 running backs, those guys would have been insane, or 2019.
He was not waivers run every day at noon in my league. He was not claimed today. I did not put him
in. So Cook is out and available.
Yeah, hopefully no one in my league is listening, but maybe I'll pop in a claim there
I
tomorrow.
Don't think you want to.
You don't think I should?
Like, who are you dropping? Probably somebody better. Maybe not. I'd wait on Cook.
Okay, wait on Cook. All right, we'll put a pin in that.
He had four really good years, like a lot of running backs. He was awesome for 4 years.
And that is he 30? He's got to be 30.
He is 29, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a 29-year-old man.
Round that up, though.
Well, he just turned 29 this month.
Okay.
He's a fresh 29.
So barely
29. He might still have like balloons in his house. That's how recent his birthday was.
So, yeah, you're still telling me don't claim.
I would not claim Dalvin
okay.
Cook.
All right,
that's
all right,
my that's the fantasy brief with
Rich
Keefe.
No free
don't
agent.
Don't touch
budget.
Him.
No free agent budget on Dalvin Cook. On the quarterbacks, we think we get an announcement today, correct? Like Gerard Mayo has to get up there
yep.
and announce it. How do you see it going?
I see him before a question is even asked, him doing his little prepared 1-2 minute monologue where he says, "All right, before anybody can even ask, we're going to go with Jacoby week one." You know, he's been overall the best quarterback. Like he might, knowing Mayo that we do, he could change. He could go back on stuff that he
himself.
Said. He could contradict himself.
Yeah.
He could agree with something he said 2 months ago, but not 1 month ago. Like
yeah.
all of what he says is up for grabs, but I think the result will be Jacoby is our starter week one, and then the questions will be like, you know, how did you get there? You know, what kind of leash is he on? Like, that kind of thing. But my guess is it's announced today that it's Jacoby Brissett.
And it's announced before he even gets a question because he wants to get in front of it.
Correct.
I want to announce it. I don't want to get boxed like Andy Hart boxing around Jacoby Brissett. I want to get boxed around. I want to do it on my terms. Hey, we're closer to the start of the regular season. Preseason's in the rearview mirror. I know I told you guys I was going to make an announcement. I addressed the team today. We're going with Jacoby Brissett.
Plus, he has talked about how he's like, when I talk to you guys, I'm really talking to the players. He's like, you know, I listen to what those guys say.
That's true. He's like peeled back the curtain on that a little bit.
He did. I'm like, you didn't really need to say that. But so he understands the game that this is. So I don't think he would go up there and be like, all right, hey, you know, we're down to so many players on the roster and like we're talking about waivers. Like, I think you can get to all those things, but it'd be a little foolish to go up there, I think, and start talking about anything other than the quarterback.
So let me ask you as Patriots fans, you can dial us up 617-779-7937. What if he doesn't? What if he doesn't make the announcement today? How would you feel about it? And what would be the reason? So again, 617-779-7937. My reaction is, if he does not make the announcement right away or at any point in the press conference about an hour from now, a little more than that, that means Drake May has a real chance to start week one. If you're making the announcement today, it could be May. I doubt it. It will probably be Brissett, and you're doing that to show commitment to Brissett or whatever. You're just sticking to basically the plan you laid out earlier this week. We're going to know on Monday night. We're going to address the team. Then we'll let you guys know. And so sticking to that plan. If they don't make that announcement today, I think there's maybe it's even probable that Drake May is the starter, and that's the holdup, because why else would you wait? Why else would you sit on it?
Yeah, no, it means it's still to be determined, and that means that, you know, whatever that committee is, and we keep going back and forth on Elliot Wolf, Alex Van Pelt, Gerard Mayo, T.C. McCartney, Ben McAdoo, maybe the Crafts, maybe not the Crafts. Like, all these different people have a say in who the starting quarterback is going to be. Can't imagine it's unanimous. And so if it's split, do they say, well, we don't really need an answer by today? Like, it'd be nice, but they don't play a game for a week and a half.
It's true.
So we can string this out a little bit. The less exciting answer would be maybe you just got to double check Jacoby Brissett after he got slammed in the game against the Commanders. He did say he was fine.
But either way, that still means it's a little more likely that May would. If Brissett's not healthy, that means it's more likely that May is going to start.
Oh, it definitely does. But I just, maybe they agree that Brissett should, but he physically can't.
We got to
be the one little
caveat. We
got to
make sure that he can.
No, but I think, if they delay this, it's really coming down to the wire. I thought it was crazy that it even came down to the last preseason game. Like, there are quarterback battles every year around the league.
Yeah.
I'm curious how many of them come, like, literally don't know going into the final preseason game. Because usually that's the chance for, all right, the starter's going to sit, we're ready to go.
Yeah.
But this year, they're like, nope, they're playing. Brissett probably would have played more had he not gotten stuffed into the turf.
That's, well, the plan, we know it was going to be more. The plan was a series or two, is what Mayo said after the game. So he's probably playing another series at minimum.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel that way. And you're right. Most teams don't let it come down to the wire on this. Pittsburgh hasn't made an announcement. I think they're the only other situation. Maybe I'm missing one.
Did Minnesota say it's got to be Darnold? Right?
I think it's got to be Darnold. But again, that one was by injury with McCarthy. Maybe they're still stringing it out with him and Jaren Hall.
I mean, that'd be crazy.
But
I think it's got to be Darnold. I think everybody else is pretty obvious.
Okay, like, but
the ones that didn't make an announcement, they didn't have to make an announcement,
right?
Because everybody knows who their starter is.
And here's the point: like, the only other reason, besides it's a competition and they're going down to the wire because they really want to see all the reps from Drake May and really give him a chance, is ownership says, all right, it's Brissett. We know it's Brissett. But could you keep that to yourselves so people stay engaged and there's a debate going on around the team and we're building some interest in the team? Because if you tell people in the beginning of August, before we've even played a preseason game, that Jacoby Brissett is the starter, there's nothing Drake May is going to do to get out there week one, it's one thing for reporters to do that, their own scoops.
Yeah,
it's another for the team to announce it and leave any doubt, and maybe ownership has a say in that. I hope not. And I would expect to hear that Jacoby Brissett's a starter later on today. But if not, look out.
Because
Drake May has
season. Yeah.
Great, great, great news for those of us who want to see Drake May play. It would speak to dysfunction, though, and a lack of agreement within the organization.
Definitely.
Which is a whole nother mess. Corey's up in Maine. Go ahead, Corey.
Yeah, you know what? I was just listening to what you were saying, and I would like to see Brissett start.
Why?
Not because Drake, because even though Drake's the better player, he doesn't have the support to keep him alive.
Well, is it inevitable then, Corey?
End up getting hurt.
Well, so
do you want him to get hurt in the second or third game?
I mean, so the fourth or the fifth game. So then Brissett's going to get hurt then, right? And then it's just going to go to May.
Well, hopefully what happens is we go to 4, 5, 6 weeks down and they have done something to that offensive line.
Like what?
Just like Mayo said.
Okay, but like what?
Your starting tackle may not even be on the team yet.
Okay, that's concerning, Corey.
That is concerning. So like
So you need somebody's scraps from around the league to come in here and solidify the O-line?
Thank
That's
you.
Asking a lot.
I asked this to Curran yesterday. I'm like, okay, I know you think it's smooth-brained, Tom, to say if you don't start week one, then they can't play all year. I know you think that's like a simpleton argument. But I think there's a lot to it. As a simpleton, I think there's a lot to it.
Yeah.
What are they going to figure out between now and week six, where all of a sudden you go from Drake May is fighting for his life out there, he can't survive.
He dies.
No, you're right.
Because to now he's good to go, and now we're comfortable putting him out there? You can't do it. If he dies, he dies. But then all of a sudden now we're comfortable. Like, what changes in the next month and a half?
Well, if you had, so Kendrick Bourne's on the pup list. If David Andrews and Mike Onwenu were on the pup list, you could be like, all right, let's wait until the good offensive linemen come back. Like, no, those guys are going to be there. You're filling out the rest of the spot the best you can. So, yeah, I hate that argument because it's just delaying the inevitable.
Right.
If Drake May is going to get hurt right away, what is Brissett going to do?
He played one
series last week and had to come out.
Right. Let me add another one. Let's say I don't want him to get hurt, obviously. Let's say he gets hurt like Joe Burrow.
Who, Brissett or May?
No,
oh, May. Oh, then you come back the next year, even better.
Then he's back the next year, and you might be in the, I mean, maybe get an exaggeration, yeah. But they were in the Super Bowl the next year, right? Or was that 2 years later?
Yeah.
No, maybe they were playoffs and then the Super Bowl.
Either way, it was quick.
But like Drake May, if he gets hurt, it didn't throw off Joe Burrow.
He's doing fine.
And maybe he gets benched and he's not great like Tua. Like there's a lot of examples of these guys. And I'd also ask everybody, for the examples of quarterbacks who were ruined, Zach Wilson, Sam Darnold, we hear those a lot.
I think they suck.
Well, that's what I think.
Yeah.
But you must not. You must think if Zach Wilson were dropped into the right situation, Zach Wilson would have been really good. That's effectively your argument.
If Zach Wilson was ruined,
that means you're actually a believer in Zach Wilson and his talent, and you think if Zach Wilson ended up in the right spot, he would be really good.
So Zach Wilson's
I don't believe that.
No, Zach Wilson has a QB whisperer coach. He is currently third on the depth chart behind Jarrett Stidham and the guy who I like, but everybody told me sucks, Bo Nix. So if Zach Wilson was really that good and, there was just a bad situation for him, I'm guessing he's not the third string quarterback with the Denver Broncos.
One wouldn't think. It might take him some time, though, as a quarterback whisperer over there.
Generally those guys just stink, and that's it. And you can go to other teams and maybe, things change. Maybe they don't. But, yeah, I don't love that argument. And I would say that has become far and away the number one argument to not play Drake May.
Yeah.
Like the last caller is not alone. A lot of people have sort of piggybacked
off
that.
Gonna get him killed.
The O-line stinks.
He's exceptionally mobile. He's been nowhere near killed in the preseason, by the way.
So then
Jacoby Brissett got killed.
Yeah, he got killed. So Brissett gets
Drake
hurt.
May's been out there scrambling around, making plays with his feet. He's actually been fine. He's been sacked, so but he's been fine.
When you do throw Drake May in there, like, hey, you didn't win this job, and now you're only in because of injury.
Right.
So we're showing you a great deal of confidence.
Right.
Like, I don't like that either.
Meanwhile, what's the number one situation for quarterbacks? You hear it all the time. They have everything around them. You have a play caller. The 49ers, right?
Yeah.
Sam Darnold last year was a 49er.
How'd he do?
Well, he completed 61% of his passes. Not great.
No.
He did have 2 touchdowns against a pick. Quarterback rating of 85.
That stinks in today's NFL.
Well, it does. And so maybe you'd say that's an example of he was fine. He completed 61 of his passes for the Niners.
And that's with the Niners. That's like the one place that is bulletproof. They have everything down.
So whether you realize it or not, your argument is if quarterbacks can be ruined, which I don't really believe. People said that about Tua. Oh, you're going to ruin Tua.
He's just got like $200 million.
Tua's
still fine.
Good. I don't want to call him great. Tua's good.
I don't think he's great, but he's good.
You can't play Josh Allen too early. You're going to ruin him. Josh Allen, MVP runner-up.
Yep.
Maybe a couple of times. Oh, you can't play that Justin Herbert too early. I acknowledge maybe a little overrated franchise quarterback. You must really believe that Zach Wilson, if he ended up in the right spot, or Sam Darnold, if he ended up in the right spot, or give me a name, you must believe that guy would have worked. I reject that. I disagree with that.